Increased taxes on property, inheritance, wealth, PRSI, carbon. That's the conclusion of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council as it examines how the economy here can face a number of challenges, including over-reliance on corporation tax, climate change and an ageing population. The Council's chairperson, Sebastian Barnes, joins us now. Sebastian Barnes, you're very welcome to the programme. So do you think the government should increase inheritance tax and property taxes? By how much?
So really what we're saying here is that, you know, like the Commission, we can see these big pressures coming on the public finances. We are going to have a discussion about how to raise taxes. Overall, what we've done is we've taken the proposals from the Commission, which, as you say, touch a number of different areas.
That's the Commission for Taxation and Welfare.
Taxation. And we've tried to put a number on that. And we reckon that if you put together all of those measures, you get to an increase in taxation around 5.5% of national income. That's something for the long term, but it's a very big change in our taxation. It would take us from being a relatively low tax economy in the European context, more like the UK, to something more like Germany. And within that, as you say, there are a number of measures that they have put forward. We're not saying that they should necessarily do any of those, but we think they should be considered very seriously by the government and by the political system.
But you clearly support them, though. You think they are a good idea to broaden the tax base?
We think overall that broadening the tax base is going to be necessary, given that we've got the very big costs that are going to be coming from the ageing population, from pensions, from climate change, and from replacing some of the corporation tax we currently rely on. And we are going to have to look at these measures, and by broadening the tax base rather than increasing rates on the existing taxes, as the Commission itself has argued, basically that would probably have a lower impact on growth and would be fairer. So these kinds of proposals do need to be taken very seriously.
What about increasing taxes on people's savings? Do you support that idea?
So I think it is a very important debate to have. We know that over the past couple of years, you know, some people have done very well in terms of savings, in terms of investments, and also people who have houses have done relatively well compared to those who are struggling to get onto the property ladder. So broadening the tax base in this direction is a very useful thing to consider. It's something that many other countries are considering as well, to broadening taxes, moving it away from taxing income on people's labour to savings, which may be fair and more efficient.
What about a tax on big profits here, a windfall tax so-called?
So windfall tax is something that's really been discussed in the context of the energy crisis. So it's more of a short-term measure. You know, there is a case to do it because some companies have made exceptional profits. In practice, it's very difficult to do because exactly where those profits have ended up, particularly with a lot of financial contracts and things, is very hard to say. So how much money is really available is a bit unclear. The European Commission is planning to make proposals in that area, and it is an area that should be considered. But a windfall is really a one-off tax, and what the Commission on Taxation and Welfare was looking at was really looking at the long run of the system. And ultimately, you know, it's not just going to be on companies; it is going to have to be taxes that, you know, normal people are paying if we want to have the same level of public services and deal with these long-term pressures.
At the time, the Commission for Taxation and Welfare, when they published their report earlier this year, and that was commissioned by the Department of Finance. At the time, Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, said that some of the recommendations proposed were, in quotation marks, straight out of the Sinn Féin manifesto, and that they would never happen while Fine Gael were in government. He was talking primarily about an increased inheritance tax or a tax on savings. How do you respond to that in the context of the need to broaden the tax base?
So I think, you know, across the political system, right, there are different views about the size of the state, how much money the government should be spending. There are different views about the desirability of different types of taxes, and all that's fine. What's important is that ultimately, whatever is done, the amount of spending broadly matches the amount of revenue so that we stay on a sustainable path. And we do need a big debate about that, because things are going to change very radically over the next few years. There are going to be much bigger pressures on spending, and there does need to be a discussion around this of the sort that we haven't really had for more than a generation in Ireland.
OK, thank you very much indeed. Sebastian Barnes, chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council.